الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين، هو الذي أرسله سبحانه وتعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون. I bear witness that there is no other God than Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Praise to him in his highness, the creator of the universe. Out of love to humanity, he sent his messengers to guide them from darkness of ignorance to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his mercy. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal, the final of God's messengers to humanity. And he has told the message as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to tell. May Allah send peace and blessing to the soul of the Prophet and to his house and to his companions and to his descendants and to the believers until the day of judgment. Amen. My khutbah today, inshallah, is about حفظ القرآن الكريم. كيف أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد حفظه من أي سوء حتى يشاء سبحانه وتعالى. وكيف أن ذلك مختلف تماما عما حدث للكتب السابقة، وخاصة الإنجيل والتوراة. فالتوراة هي كتاب الله لموسى عليه السلام، والإنجيل هو ما قال وفعل سيدنا عيسى في السنوات الثلاث التي قضاها على الأرض. أما القرآن الكريم فهو رسالته للبشرية إلى يوم يبعث الله سبحانه وتعالى البشر. ولذلك الله سبحانه وتعالى اهتم بحفظه ورعايته من كل سوء. There is a major difference between each of the Old Testament, what's called Old Testament, New Testament and the Holy Quran. The topic of the khutbah is about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the Quran until the Day of Judgment. The Torah is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, not what has been added to what's called the Old Testament. There has been a lot of books added. And Injil is what the messenger of Allah, Isa, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, has said and did, as described by his disciple, during his life on earth, but not what is added. That's a major difference. The Holy Quran is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to humanity, and he himself made sure that it will be preserved. So it's not up even to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam or the companions. It's the job that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he will preserve it. In fact, the topic of the khutbah came to me as a result of reading in the previous few weeks, in July, mid-July, the University of Birmingham in Britain published that they discovered in the library a bundle of parchments. Parchments are extracts from something, a manuscript written by hand on animal skin. That's the parchments. So they discovered it somewhere deserted in the library. And they opened it and they found it is part of the Holy Quran, one of the most ancient parchments. Nowadays, in fact, since the 50s and 60s, archaeologists in the science of anthropology have perfected, I wouldn't say perfected, have been advanced a lot in dating things. Yeah, just give me something from ancient times, they put it in something they called radiocarbon, C14 dating method, and they would be able to identify the years, to determine the years. This was written in this year or that year for a range of mistakes. To make a long story short, the researchers decided or determined after several research on the parchments that it was written during the life of the Prophet والسلام, or the life of the rule of Abu Bakr or the rule of Uthman or the first year of Uthman. So it can be one of these, but we know for sure that the Prophet والسلام, when he received revelation, he would dictate it. He would, and the scribes, those who write, they would write right away. So it could be at the time of the Prophet, but it could be at the time of Abu Bakr, it could be at the time of Umar, and certainly could be the first year of Uthman. It could be anywhere. So it's an authentic copy of the Holy Quran, with the agreement, and we are talking about British researchers, non-Muslims. And the pages are published. And I read one page and I compared it to what we have, the Holy Quran. It's exactly the same. And you can go on the internet, inshallah, and publish the link so every one of you can go and also try to link. Now, the writing at that time was without tanqit. Tanqit means nuqat, dots. For example, the letter ha has no dots. The letter Kha has a dot above the Ha. The letter Jim has a dot below that design, or what we call Ha. That's how we pronounce Ha or Kha or Jim. At that time, there was no Tanqih. Abu al-Aswad al-Du'ali, maybe about more than 100 years after, this is an Arab linguist who puts the dot. But you can still read and it will make sense to you. So it has to, you have to be an Arab speaker, native speaker of Arabic, to identify that. When I researched that, I found out that there is another university in Europe, Tübingen University in Germany. They announced in 2014 that they had also another bundle of parchments, animal skin, and the Holy Quran is written on it. Not the entire copy of the Holy Quran, some of the surahs, but many, many more surahs than the copy in Birmingham University. Now, think about it. We are in the 21st century, or the 15th century Hijri, more than 1400 years after that, and we have the Quran preserved. Of course, we know that the Quran is preserved by memorization, by research, by reading it, by following it. So many ways preserving the Quran, but this is absolutely an authentic way. This is the real Quran at that time, and it is in our hand. The Sahaba agreed at the time of Uthman. I said this in previous khutbah, that during Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was busy with the Ridda fighting, and he saw several companions dying in the battlefield. Then he asked the mother of the believers, Hafsa, to give him what she has and other companions what they have and collect them. But he did not order a copy. He made sure that all the surahs are there together. And Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, was very busy to establish the Islamic State in Asia and Africa. He did not elaborate in the work of Abu Bakr. It was Uthman radiallahu anhu who gathered the Sahaba and said, we have to make a copy. And I said this before, and there is an agreement. The main reason is the different dialects. There are so many dialects, and the same surah can be read in different ways. He said, no, we have to preserve it as the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام pronounced it. That's Quraysh dialect, Mecca dialect. That's really the main reason. He ordered writing either 4 copies, or 5, or 6, or 7. There is no agreement about how many copies, but at least 4. He sent them to Iraq, Syria, Iraq, 2 of them to Kufan and Basra, and 1 to Syria, Bilad al-Sham. He kept one, and he kept one in the masjid. In the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, and he kept one in his home. And it is said that when he was killed, radiallahu anhu, his blood was shed on the page, one of the pages. Make a long story short, that Mus'haf, we call it Mus'haf Uthman, these 4 copies were 4 copies, Mus'haf Uthman. He ordered his governors to copy them and give them to more provinces. So the copies that we have after that are copies of Mus'haf Uthman. Until what we have right now, it's a copy of Mus'haf Uthman. But Mus'haf Uthman disappeared after the Mongol conquest of Baghdad in 1258. You know, it was very well known that when the Mughal, Tatar, Mongols in English, when they entered Baghdad, they were illiterate, and they were teased by the number of bookstores, libraries in Baghdad, and they threw the books in the river, and the historians tell us some parts of the river were red and some parts were black or blue. This is the ink of the box. And it is assumed that Mus'haf Uthman, the authentic one, was or disappeared at that time. So what we have is really copies of Mus'haf Uthman. Now these new revelations, new discoveries, are supposed to tell us that what we have is really the right thing. And therefore the importance of that. And that's really how I got to interested to share with you this beautiful event about preservation of the Mus'haf. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe that Allah wanted, this is one way He preserved. These are parchments found, however these British or German libraries got them, we don't know. And in these days, the Muslim world, when there is chaos and disorder everywhere, and I think having something like this preserved in a library, it's really good tidings, good news that we should rejoice and share. Some of the ayat about hifz al-Qur'an, preservation of the Holy Qur'an. In Surah Al-Buruj, chapter 85, verses 21 and 22, يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ. It's a glorious Qur'an. And it is preserved في اللوح المحفوظ. The interpreters, Ibn Kathir and al-Tabari and al-Qurtubi, agree that and the importance of these three renowned Muslim scholars, that they tell us what the Sahaba, or how the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with him, interpreted each ayah, each word actually. They agreed that اللوح المحفوظ, it's in heavens, that where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has everything written in that book, including the Quran. And he would pick, these are his rules about life and about the world, the cosmos. And he would allow the spirit Jibreel, peace be to him, to reveal it to the creation of heavens and earth whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted something to be revealed. So the Quran that we have some specific verses, situations that belong or that appeal or that are of interest to humans on earth. But there, في اللوح المحفوظ, there is a book where أمهات الكتاب is there. And there are other things before the Quran and after the Quran. And in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 9, يقول الله عز وجل إنا نحن نزلنا الذكرى وإنا له لحافظون. We have revealed the Quran, الذكر, the admonition to humanity, and we are preserving it. Period. So it's not you or me alone. We contribute. We have the honor to contribute. How? By reading it, memorizing it, following it, speaking about it, research it. You can get an honor from that. Everyone has that honor according to everyone's capability. But it is Allah's job. He said, I'll preserve it. When the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, especially at the beginning of the mission or risala, when Jibreel alayhi salam would tell him, The revelation was in two stages. First, or maybe three stages. First, the ringing of the bell. He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned it. It's like the beginning of the contact between the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Jibreel was like the bell ringing. كصليل الجرس. It's like calling him. That's one. Two, Jibreel would speak, or would reveal, would inspire, would have the content, giving him the words. Then three, he would inspire him about the meaning of the words. At the beginning, this was not clear to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessing be upon him. So he would, as Jibreel is telling him the words, he quickly moves his lips and his tongue. He doesn't want to forget anything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, telling him, listen, this is Al-Qiyamah, chapter 75, verses 16 to 19. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه فإذا قرأناه فاتبع قرآنه ثم إن علينا بيانه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the messenger, his messenger, no, you don't have to be hasty. Wait. Don't move your tongue as you were doing. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. You are not going to forget it. We will assemble it in your mind and we recite it for you. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying through Jibreel, when Jibreel is reciting it to you again, then you follow that. And we will make you, we will give you the inspiration so you can understand it and explain it to your companions and to the world. This is part of learning about the Quran and how it was revealed and how the Prophet ﷺ received it. And in Surah Taha, this is chapter 20 of the Holy Quran, verse 114. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فتعالى الله الملك الحق ولا تعجل بالقرآن من قبل أن يقضى إليك وحيه وقل رب زدني علما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is again confirming that idea about the Prophet. You shouldn't be hasty. Don't be patient about the Quran and wait until Jibreel explain it to you again. Then you will get it, understand it, interpret. As Muslims, what do we benefit? Of course, in the entire Holy Quran, we have, whenever there is a verse, there is a specific reason for the revelation at that time, specific to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the companions, whatever the incident was there. But as Muslims, until the Day of Judgment, we benefit from that. We shouldn't be hasty. We recite the Quran first, we read it, we try to understand it. You can memorize, it's great. You cannot memorize, you have reward also of reading, reciting, understanding, and explaining it to the people around you, your family, your friends, and anybody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us from the Holy Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who would be guided by the great tidings of the Quran and spread it. It in humanity. Amen. And ask Allah, He's very close answering your call. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatim al-anbiya wal-mursaleen. In one verse, the mushrikeen, the non-believers, the pagans of Mecca, giving the Prophet ﷺ, giving him a hard time at the beginning. One area they spoke about, this is just from Muhammad, is just an eloquent person and he's just making up stuff. That's one. Another, there is a story about a person, a Roman person. In fact, he was living in Mecca. He was a slave. And The scholars disagreed about his name. One of the names they mentioned, Ya'ish, his name. And he was a slave of a Meccan family from Hadramaut. And he has like a stand near Al-Ka'ba, near Al-Marwa. And he sells things. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he would go pray near Al-Ka'ba, he would pass by him and he sit with him and speaks about him. The person was a Christian. A worker, just working class person, is not much really educated. But the Prophet ﷺ liked to sit with this believer. That you just compare him with non-believer, with this believer, and talking to him about early Christians and about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, etc. Then al-mushrikun al-kuffar, non-believers of Quraysh, said, oh, this person teaches the Prophet alayhi salam al-Quran. Okay. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answering them. In Surah Al-Nahl, chapter 16, Verse 103. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد نعلم أنهم يقولون إنما يعلمه بشر. We know that they say that the teacher of the prophet is a human being. الله سبحانه وتعالى is answering them. لسان الذي يلحدون إليه أعجمي وهذا لسان عربي مبين. Give them just a simple answer. This person you are referring to is really a foreigner and he doesn't speak Arabic well. And you can spend all your life learning a language and you may not really perfect it. And just, I think, being immigrants in the United States, you can quickly identify a person, immigrant or native speaker, when they speak right away, no matter what. When you have a culture in your mind and you go to another culture, it's hard to perfect the other culture like the natives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, just think about that. This is a foreigner, foreign person, and this Quran is lisan Arabi mubin. In fact, the miracle, if you talk to people in the among Arabs, native speakers of Arabic, the Quran is a miracle, a linguistic miracle. And only Arabs can understand that. Of course, when we speak in other languages, we cannot tell them that. We cannot really convey that. No human being can come up with the same linguistic nature of the Holy Quran. That's the answer. Another answer in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 82. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من غير عند الله من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا. Allah is saying, just think about it. Think about the Quran. If the author of the Quran is not Allah, you will find a lot of contradictions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is implying, I am challenging you to find a contradiction. And in Surah Al-Ra'd, يقول الله عز وجل, وكذلك أنزلناه حكما عربيا. ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد ما جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا وار. This is, Allah is telling humanity, this is a legislation in Arabic. And you, Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, and you companions of Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, and you native speakers of Arabic, you have the burden to tell it to humanity, explain it to them. Then you Muslims at large who speak other languages, you have a responsibility to learn Arabic as much as you can so you know al-ahkam, the legislation, the rules. of that. In Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39, verse 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا غَيْرَ ذِي عُوَجٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. This is a Quran written in Arabic, and it doesn't have any distortion, and it doesn't have any deviance, it doesn't have any ambiguity. Now I want to link what I started with. With these times we're living in, there are many people who have a vested interest in proving that the Quran is wrong and Muslims are wrong and Muslims are bad. And they have the Quran in its authentic form with them. And if they can find any contradiction, they will point it right away. They have not, and they will never, because it is really from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of mercy to humanity, out of love to humanity, he has sent it. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minin wal mu'minat al ahya'u minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibu ad-da'awati ya rabbil alamin. Allahumma la tad'a lana fi hadha al-yawm al-'azim dhanban illa ghafarta wala daynan illa sadadta wala maridan illa shafaita ولا غائبا إلا رددته. اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم نور طريقنا بالقرآن وفقهنا فيه، واجعلنا مما يحملونها للناس كافة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أنزل رحمتك على المسلمين في كل مكان وعلى الأرض كلها يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وأقم الصلاة، فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا واعتدلوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والشمس وضحاها، والقمر إذا تلاها، والنهار إذا جلاها، والليل إذا يغشاها، والسماء وما بناها، والأرض وما طحاها، ونفس وما سواها، فألهمها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها، وقد خاب من دساها. كذبت ثمود بطغواها، إذ انبعث أشقاها، فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها، فكذبوه فعقروها، فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها، ولا يخاف عقباها. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
والتين والزيتون وطور سينين، وهذا البلد الأمين، لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.